Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We've been talking about knowing God and what we can do practically to cooperate with Him. It's His job to reveal Himself to us. But there are things that we can do to make ourselves available to Him. We can't make Him do anything, but when we understand the desire He has to be known as He is, that if we give Him any opportunity in our lives at all, He expands that and gives us a hunger and a thirst that cannot be quenched. Now, He also withdraws Himself, not because He's teasing us or emotionally manipulating us, but one of the things He wants to do is to draw us beyond responding to Him in natural terms. Many of the things we've talked about are natural relationships with God that we can give Him our time and our attention and order our days, how we spend our days, how we spend our time, and how we cooperate with God as He heals us. These are all things that we can relate to in a natural sense. We understand there are parallels from the way God relates to us to the way we relate to one another, and even how we relate to our natural circumstances. But God wants us to go beyond knowing Him using our natural understanding, our natural senses. He wants us to also make our supernatural or soulical senses available to Him for healing and quickening. So one of the things He wants us to be willing to do is learn how the supernatural realm works. Again, the natural realm is where your body functions. The supernatural realm is where your soul functions. The spiritual realm is where your spirit functions. The spiritual realm has authority over the supernatural and the natural realms. The supernatural realm has authority over the supernatural and the natural realms. The natural realm has authority only over itself. The spiritual realm is its own authority. There's nothing that has authority over God. Why this is important is because we often think that God has enemies that can thwart His intent and desires and His plans, because we misunderstand God's very nature. There is nothing that interferes or can hinder or stop or divert what God wants to do. And this is one of our challenges, is as we begin to look more and more at what goes on in the supernatural realm, and our understanding expands, we let go of our preconceptions. We can start to let God correct some of those misunderstandings. And he can again reveal himself to us as he is. So let's just start right there and just ask the Lord, Lord, we are willing to know you as you are. We are willing to learn what you want us to learn. We make ourselves available to whatever you plan, whatever instruction you have for us. We want to take advantage of every teaching and training opportunity that you lay out for us. Lord, you know exactly where each one of us is. You know our histories. You know what we're afraid of. I ask now, Lord, that you give each one of us that hunger, but also the comfort, that you will not take us someplace that you aren't there already. We only want to go where you want us to go. And we don't want to go anywhere without you. We don't want to be ahead or behind. And we trust that wherever you have us is exactly where you want us to be. So we're going to be ready but patient. But Lord, we have an expectation that you have more for us than what we have experienced thus far. So Lord, we give you permission to release supernatural experiences in our lives. You, Lord, you know each one of us what that means. And as we discuss, you just speak to each one of our hearts, each one of our minds, each one of our wills, our soul, Lord, and draw us in the direction that you have laid out for each one of us as an individual. Lord, our goal is not that these supernatural experiences are an end in themselves, but by being willing to explore the supernatural realm, we learn more about you. Because we're doing this exploration with you, we learn about your love, about your creativity, about your joy. And we also learn about our own needs, our own strengths, and we receive the healing and the change that you desire for each one of us on a whole new level. And that's what we want, Lord. We want to be fully healed, fully complete and entire, spirit, soul, and body. So we embrace a new approach for many of us to knowing you and invite supernatural experiences. We know that there is nothing to fear, but feeling fear is not the same thing as being afraid. There is a healthy fear, just as we know better than to run out in traffic. And when we're too close to an edge of a cliff, we know not to go any closer. We're not going to ignore the fear that you've built into us. But Lord, we also know that we are in control of even those situations through your authority, and that there will be times when we will have to overcome our own fear. But we're not going to be afraid of being afraid. We know you're going to lead us and bring us through whatever situation is best for us, and that it's for us, not so that we can have a ministry or write a book or try to determine our own, have our own ideas about what it is you're doing. Lord, we want to know your heart, your mind. We want to be complete in you and not in our own ideas. So, Lord, for those who also are seeking, even right now, a greater guidance and direction, so many are convinced that they're in the situation that they are in because they have missed you. They have neglected or turned the wrong way or made some mistakes. Give them the assurance that they're exactly where they need to be, that he has saved his, that you have saved your best wine for last, that what you have for us now, there is only one way to get here, and that was the way you took us. Each one of us, the circumstances, the mistakes that you laid out for us, changed us for our good. And even though some of them may feel drastic, that you were always in control, Lord. Lord, that we understand that you have the right hand of blessing and the left hand of correction. And sometimes it feels like all we are experiencing is negative, is the negative correction side. But Lord, also we're willing to be taught and instructed in whatever way you choose, because it is for our good, simply because you love us. Not because you need something from us, but because you love us. And we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do in us in the coming days and weeks and nights. And then again, you would set off that spark of desire to know you in a new and a fresh way, knowing that we can trust you. And how do we know we can trust you? By experience. That you will prove yourself trustworthy. And again, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. So with that, we're starting to talk about a whole nother topic, a whole nother way of knowing God. And really, this is all we're about. It all leads up. Knowing God is the center of the spoke of the wheel. And it's the wheel itself. And yet we've talked about different spokes, getting healed, how to cultivate a quiet lifestyle, how to approach the three realms. Those are all spokes or things about knowing God. And knowing God is by experience. It's not head knowledge or heart knowledge or even action. It's by experience. So as we spend our time with God, he will, in one way, shape, or form, most likely lead us into the area of supernatural experiences. This is one of the practical ways he reveals himself. He stretches us out of our comfort zone. He calls on us. He puts us in situations where we are out of our element, where we are using senses that we didn't know we had. Now, supernatural experiences are for everyone, because we all have a soul. And our soul functions in the supernatural realm. Your soul is not natural. It's like the difference between your brain and your mind. You don't, your brain is that gray matter. Your mind is what uses that gray matter to be an individual. We all have a brain, we all have gray matter, but we're all different. We all think different, we all have different temperaments, we're all different. That uniqueness, that individuality, that's your mind. Likewise, emotions and feeling are different. We feel hot or cold. We can, like we were just talking about fear, we can feel, you know, when you're feeling what keeps you from putting your hand in the fire. That's a physical fear. But we also have a soulical fear, an emotional fear. And God, and you don't need to understand all the distinctions. God will teach you what you need to know. Just show up for class with an expectation that if this is something God has put on your heart that you want to experience, He will provide the lessons and the homework and the opportunity to see how this works. Because as a spirit being, at some point in time, you're going to have to learn this. He does not want you ignorant of how the supernatural realm works. Now, with the supernatural realm, you've probably already begun, in some respects, to experience the supernatural realm. As we pay more attention to the supernatural realm, God also gives us glimpses of the spirit realm. And again, there are two beings that exist in the spirit realm, and that's God and us. Not angels, not demons, not ghosts or aliens. There are only two creatures, two classes of beings, God and us, and we're one. There's no distinction. We are one in spirit. So as a spirit being, we have authority over the supernatural realm, over the angels, over the devils, the demons, over whatever creatures might exist there. But if we don't even want to get our senses attuned to what is going on in the supernatural realm, we can't exercise the spiritual authority that we have. Now, just as Jesus learned how to exercise his authority in the natural realm, he learned how to exercise his authority in the supernatural realm as well. And he learned from his Father. He didn't learn it from scriptures or from a favorite priest. He learned it from his Father. He was taught directly by his Father. You and I have that same opportunity to be taught by Father. He desires this. This is what he wants. And we learn from a position of rest. There's no desperation or need for, you know, we don't need to do this in a hurry. There's not something, if we mess up, other people will pay for it or God can't do something. As far as what's going on in your circumstances, He doesn't need your help. One of the things he will do through this process is show you a whole new idea of what prayer is, communing with him, speaking life. Before you can speak life, you have to hear it. And in your spirit, you already are. In your spirit, you are hearing life and speaking life. But your soul is still trying to meet its needs on its own terms. God doesn't want us to live like that. But it's through these experiences that we get to know him. God wants to be valued. He doesn't like it when we take him for granted. For instance, if we just think, well, all I need to do is be saved and then I'm going to heaven, so I don't need to know God anymore. I've got, you know, salvation, check. Now I can just do what I want. Now, God will let you do that, but I suspect that there's something next. And you'll have to catch up in whatever's next. It's like going from one grade in math to another. If you didn't really understand your multiplication tables, but you passed your tests by cheating or just by the skin of your teeth, when you get to algebra, when you get to geometry, you're going to struggle and you're going to have to catch up. So let's make the most of learning our multiplication tables and learn them really well, so that maybe we can even start to learn the next grade now. Let's make the most of the time we have here, redeem not only the past, but also the future. Because again, you have authority over time. You're a spirit being, you have authority over everything. Now, God's a wise God. He doesn't let us exercise that authority, just like you wouldn't put a sword in a child's hands. But as we grow to not just mature, not just age, not get more spiritual, but grow in healing, in rest, in yielding, receiving. And growing and maturing is such a hard word, because there's hard words because they've been so did by teachings about that you get more and more spiritual. You don't. You either are spiritual, a spirit being, or you're not. You're dead in your spirit. Period. We are all, if you are in the Lord, if you've been born again, we are all equal in spirit. You are equal with Jesus Christ. You are a joint heir, a co-inheritor, not a lesser inheritor, an equal inheritor. And part of our challenge is to learn how to live as a son of God on this earth. Now, it took Jesus, who is the perfect son of God, 30 years to prepare him for a 3.5-year ministry. And again, he was perfect. He didn't have the baggage that you and I do. But we have a path that he has laid out and he has paid for us to draw upon his authority, his experiences, his pattern of going to his Father, where he could even say, I and my Father are one. That's our desire. I and my Father are one. Spiritually, that's true. We want it to be true soulically and physically as well. Experiencing the supernatural, whatever that means to you, God will reveal to you and define for you what he means by that. And remember, supernatural is just above natural. Think about in terms of like light waves. Our eyes only perceive a small percentage of the light waves that are out there. Our hearing, our natural hearing, only perceives a percentage of audio waves that are out there. Likewise, the supernatural realm is always out there. It's just we don't perceive it. God wants you to perceive it. Experiencing that supernatural realm should be a normal aspect of every believer's life. Again, because we're all spirit beings. Again, in fact, it already is a part of our life. But our senses have not become tuned to what the Lord is already doing in the spiritual, supernatural, and natural realms. By learning to wait on Him, by learning to hear His voice and cultivate quietness, we are showing up for class. We create an environment for the Lord to reveal to us what is already happening all around us right now. Right now, where you are, odds are there are supernatural beings right with you now. There are things going on in the supernatural realm around you right now. God wants you to know about them. And yes, interact. And yes, exercise authority. Because supernatural experiences are already occurring, we want to learn to be both observant and confident that the Lord provides the training and protection we need as we venture into these new experiences. Just as if we were to move to a new country, we would have to learn new laws, a new language, new cultural traditions, the challenges and dangers that reside in that land. We would understand that, okay, it's a new country. We're going to experience culture shock. We're going to have to learn some things. Likewise, as overcomers, know that who you truly are, a spirit being, has already accepted the challenge and adventure of exploring your inheritance, already received the authority. You've already received your inheritance. But like a wise daddy, he's not going to just dump it in your lap. That wouldn't be fair to you or to the inheritance. So we want to position ourselves to enjoy learning to know the Lord by recognizing and expanding and embracing your need to depend on Him as we learn about the supernatural realm. You're not going to be able to learn how to function in the supernatural realm by yourself. I don't care what books you read, what experiences you've had before, who you know, what anointing or gifting you've had. You need to depend on Him. Again, I don't care what gift you have, whether there's something you've always been able to do. We're all in the same boat. We all are learning from God. There are no special kids. We're all special. We're all on our own path. Now, there is an area you will boast in, and that area will be in knowing God. And that comes from that cultivating quietness, letting God be the God who leads and guides and directs you. So we will pick it up here, this place, next week, this coming week. Just start setting your heart, Lord, I want to know you in the supernatural realm. I want to know what's going on. Whatever you have for me, I want it. And just see what he says. Be aware of him moving and bringing your attention to new things. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again same time next week. Until then, this is Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.